With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. There are two dueling initiatives headed to the state legislature, and they both address gun control. Phil Watson is a spokesman for Protect Our Gun Rights, the group behind Initiative 591. He's also executive director of the Bellevue, Washington-based International Association for the Protection of Civilian Arms Rights. They represent firearms owners in 20 countries concerned about civilian arms rights.
The initiative does two things. It prevents gun confiscation without due process, like what happened during Hurricane Katrina to a lot of the people down there. And it also prohibits background check measures that go beyond the current national system, which is the national instant check system run by the FBI.
Why is this initiative necessary?
Well, there's a lot of reasons it's necessary. States, going back to the 1968 Gun Control Act, have enacted their own gun control measures only to be struck down later by the courts. The problem is the between time people have their rights violated. So we're looking to sort of head that off at the pass.
Why are you against background checks for all gun purchases?
We're not necessarily against background checks for gun purchases. What we are against are states adopting their own rules, and making it up as they go along.
Should anyone be allowed to purchase a gun?
Well, that depends. You've got people from other countries that try to come here that are illegal here that should probably not be able to purchase a firearm. You've also got dangerous people out on the street that probably should not possess a firearm. But, you know, if they're really dangerous, why are they walking around on the street to begin with?
Well, if there are some people who you wouldn't like to have purchase a gun, why not find that out by doing background checks on them all?
Well, I think you've got to look at the details. I think the problem with a lot of the background check bills that are out there is that they're pushed by people that really don't care about the background check specifically. Their end goal is basically to take guns away from people. And so what they want to do is they want to create a registry of basically you and all your details and what kind of gun you own and all that. And what we argue is, you know, if you want to do some sort of background check bill, fine, do some sort of background check bill, but don't include all this stuff like privacy violations in there as well.
As you're well aware, a lot of people consider gun violence to be a problem in Washington State, and they think that doing background checks would reduce that violence problem. What's your response to them?
Well, there's actually no evidence to really support that. There's actually a study that came out just a month or two ago from Quinnipiac University that said there's really not much to support a lot of the gun control theories. This is really a debate about whether people should have guns or not. This isn't a debate about background checks or what type of guns people should have. This is really a debate between two sides of the issue that one side says people should not have guns. The other side says, look, people should have guns if they want to be able to protect themselves or hunt or whatever their business is.
Really? I mean, aren't you overstating what proponents of background checks say? They're not saying take guns away from everyone. They're just saying do background checks when anyone purchases a gun.
Actually, that's what a lot of the background check people have said. And you look at people like Mayor Bloomberg or the Brady campaign, they've been trying to advocate different stuff like this for years, and it's all basically forward to their end goal, which is to ban guns permanently. So take D.C.'s laws or Chicago's laws, for example. One individual law taken at face value didn't necessarily constitute a gun ban, but when you look at the thousands of laws that they may have had on the books, they basically, all those laws combined, can constitute a gun ban.
Phil, as you're aware, there's a group gathering signatures for an initiative to require background checks on all sales. What's going to happen if both initiatives appear on the ballot in November?
Well, I think voters are going to have a heck of a choice to make.
That's Philip Watson. He's with Initiative 591, the group Protect Our Gun Rights. There are two gun initiatives that are going to the legislature. They both collected more than enough signatures to go that route. We also spoke to Reverend Sandy Brown. He's senior pastor with the Alliance for Gun Responsibility. They're behind the other initiative, 594, and Reverend Sandy Brown explained why gun violence matters to him on a personal level.
I have watched gun violence take a toll on our community and our society over the years. When I was director of the Church Council of Greater Seattle, I led a memorial service for six people who were shot on Capitol Hill in what we have come to call the Capitol Hill Massacre. And I decided that it's time for us to do something about this.
What is Initiative 594, and how would it have prevented something like the Capitol Hill massacre?
Initiative 594 takes the existing criminal background check system for gun purchases and extends that to internet and gun show gun purchases. And so its design is to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. And in the case of the Capitol Hill shooting, there was an individual who purchased guns in Montana, and it's probable that he would not have been able to purchase guns, or he wouldn't have his guns returned to him because he was actually a felon. And so if a system like that in Washington State had existed, then perhaps those people would be alive today.
If he'd purchased his guns in Washington State, but he purchased them in another state.
Yeah. Initiative 594 is not going to end all gun violence deaths in the United States, but it's an incremental step to help things in Washington State. It's our start to try to address the issue of gun violence here.
Why do you think this is something the state should address, say, rather than the federal government?
Well, states should have the opportunity to affect what happens with their citizenry. That's why we have a state legislature and a state government. And so it should be something that Washington State is allowed to do. In fact, that's a problem with Initiative 591. Initiative 591 gives away that authority in Washington State and insists only that the federal government be the one that can allow criminal background checks on gun purchases. We think that's a mistake.
I spoke to Phil Watson, who's a spokesperson for a rival gun control initiative, 591. It requires background checks, but just for people who purchase guns from licensed dealers, not from everyone who buys a gun. And he said to me that the goal of your initiative is to take away everybody's guns. What do you say to that?
I think that is quite a stretch. There's nothing in our initiative that would suggest anything like that. And that's just absolutely not what Initiative 594 is about. All that we're doing is expanding the criminal background check that currently exists and putting it onto internet sales and gun show purchases. That's it.
Phil Watson also said that your initiative would create a log or registry of gun owners with background checks and with this personal information like addresses and gun models that would be available in the public realm. Will 594 create any kind of registry or log of gun owners?
Absolutely not. It's same sort of system that we have currently. And all that it does is allows the state government to be able to check on criminal backgrounds of people who do gun purchases, just as they do when they walk into licensed gun dealers today.
If the legislature doesn't pass it, it would go to the ballot. And there's a good chance that it would be on the ballot with the rival gun initiative that we mentioned a little bit earlier. Conventional wisdom on initiatives is that if voters are confused, they vote no. How will you overcome that confusion?
Well, we'll have to educate the voters. We just want to help people understand that if they are in favor of criminal background checks, they should vote for 594. If they're against criminal background checks on gun purchases, they should vote for 591.
Reverend Sandy Brown on behalf of the Alliance for Gun Responsibility and Initiative 594. Now, both these initiatives have collected almost more than necessary to get on to the state legislature, 100,000 signatures more, both of them. They could be approved by the legislature this spring, but there's doubts that that'll happen. More likely, they'll both appear on the ballot for November. With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. You are listening to The Record.